Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette, on the hotline right now with us. Jason, you're over there a lot and in the locker room a lot. If you had to bet, do you think Cooper Kupp will be a Steeler, yes or no?
If I say yes, you're going to tweet it out and treat it as some sort of breaking news. I'll couch it this way, Andrew. I mean, I've been over there a lot. I've watched this team a lot. I've been around this team a lot. They need a Cooper Kupp. It makes sense. I see a second-round ask for him. I mean, how do you not make that deal? How do you not make that deal? To me, that is a slam dunk. He helps your team. He balances out the field. He takes attention away from George Pickens.
Wait a minute. So you would trade a second for him?
I would. Absolutely, I would.
What about his injury history?
I'd take the chance, Chris. I think it's worth the risk. I really do. I think he could be such a valuable weapon in this offense. It's such a great mesh of skill sets. I mean, yeah, I would take the risk. I think they need to take the risk. Are you guys against it?
For a second, I am.
For a second, yeah. Neither of us would do it for a second.
Okay. I would. I would take the risk. I would go all in.
I would want to know this, Jason, from the people you talk to, how desperate, I guess, for lack of a better word, how motivated do you think they are over there to find another receiver to bring onto this roster?
I think very motivated.
Like to the point where they're going to do something just to do something, well, if it comes to that, or like, you know what I mean? Because I ask that in the prism of... How desperate are they to pay somebody else's asking price rather than what they might have preset in their own minds is what they're willing to give up?
No doubt. And I think there's a difference between desperate wanting to address the position and wanting to give up a second rounder for Cooper Kupp. I mean, just because I would do it doesn't mean they would do it. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, they would. That's why I answered the way that they did. Like, I do think they want to get this addressed before the trade deadline. And I think they're telling us that too, Chris. But, you know, look at who they've been attached to, who they're the favorites to, who they've expressed interest in. Like, I'm not a big expressed interest on one individual guy. Like, oh my goodness, that's the biggest story in sport. No, I mean, but if you do it across a bunch of different guys, if you're checking on premium number 1/1A type of receivers, they're telling us something there. And they've told us something with, you know, Devontae Adams, Brandon Ayuk, et cetera.
And you would put this ahead of all those trades? You'd rather trade a second for Kupp than a third for Adams? Or a second for Ayuk?
I didn't like the Ayuk salary situation. Okay. Kupp's a little bit more friendly in that regard. They're a little bit more guarded against, you know, what they're, how do I say it, like accountable for, attached to. They don't have to pay him as much. Like, I didn't totally see it with Devontae Adams one. I'd probably rank 3 in terms of, like, actual interest. It certainly seemed like from Devontae Adams' end, he wanted to go with, you know, Aaron Rodgers or a different quarterback. But, I mean, this, to me, outside of the injury stuff, guys, Cooper Kupp, I'm saying, like, makes the most sense out of any of these deals. And if you say, like, well, we're going to take the risk with the injury, I mean, you guys would both do it for a third, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So it's that.
Malzie,
it's that
I would even do it for a conditional third. I'd even do it for a conditional third that becomes a second if he hits certain marks and they hit certain marks, because then I feel like, okay, that ensures me that if I have to give up a second, it's because he stayed healthy, because he made a huge
positive
impact.
Because we had team success.
Yeah, like there's a tit for tat there right now that doesn't exist if they just say.
Don't say tit for tat around Seth. He gets excited thinking about those 40-year-olds that he was.
Poor Seth.
Over.
Yeah, Seth's never going to live that one down with you.
He said it. I mean, he volunteered the information that he's a Cooper
Jason,
chaser.
Jason, while we're on this vague subject, Pony yesterday, very harsh in his assessment, very dismissive of Marissa Tomei as a beautiful Hollywood starlet from her day. We think it's one of his worst opinions ever, which is saying something when you just consider many of his opinions. Your thought?
Andrew, how dare you? What? Marissa
Jason,
Tomei is not...
Here's your thing, though. I've been around you enough where every time there's a conversation about a female celebrity, you say, I have a hot wife. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, but he's
not
doing that right now. We know he feels that way, but he is even poo-pooing you. The late Dikembe Mutombo would be proud. He's finger-wagging you for kissing Marissa Tomei.
Because my wife is so incredible. He's one of those guys.
I'm a big fan of my wife, but I can still admit that Marissa Tomei is a beautiful woman, and you're wrong for not seeing that.
Thank you. That's all we need to hear.
True,
I'm tweeting that out. Jason Mackey, Marissa Tomei, much hotter than my wife.
Oh, well, here you go. See, he's not going to want to do any of this kind of thing again because you're going to misrepresent him.
All right, Jason. We are crunch for time, so we'll do this again next week. Okay, buddy?
All right, guys. Take care.